This is an interview with Bruce Holland, founder of the Virtual Group Business Consultants Limited. Bruce is known as the Workplace Wizard. He helps large mature organisations get their people out of silos, creating workplaces that are focused, fast and flexible. Today, Bruce is talking about the secrets of irresistible leadership. You talk here about irresistible leaders making their people strong, but you say that they first work on their own strengths, so it's important for irresistible leaders to know their own strengths.
You know, it's interesting that irresistible leaders are always big people. Mm-hmm. When I say big, I mean big in the sense that they know who they are. They know that they are capable, that they've got talents and strengths, and that they know, they're very self-aware, they understand who they are, both their strengths and their weaknesses, mm-hmm. and they're vulnerable enough to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, small people tend to think that I can't help this person because they might get better than me and overcome me and be promoted and top of me and all this sort of stuff. In other words, they feel small, so they have to protect themselves. Mm. A big person feels strong and is able to give to other people to make them, in the knowledge that when their other people grow, they're going to grow too. Mm. We talk a lot about big pie, small pie people. Mm-hmm. Big pie people think that if I give you some of my pie, it'll come back tenfold. Mm. Little people think if I give you my pie, I'm going to have less pie. And therefore they
keep it for themselves.
They keep it for themselves.
Take it from others.
So can you see how we need big pie, big people, if we're trying to create irresistible leaders? Because irresistible leaders at their foundation are about growing people. And if you've got a foundation that says, I can't let this person grow because if they grow, they might overcome me, then you've got a real problem. Mm. So we need to actually work on getting people big. And that's why in my Irresistible Leadership program, we spend about the first four or five modules actually working on that, getting people thinking about their genius, getting people to see how they can be, how their special thinking preferences are, getting people to understand their subconscious, getting people to understand confidence, influence, and personal power. These are really foundational things about getting the person themselves thinking big enough so that they're going to feel confident to let other people grow.